This is comedy? This is what they consider to be comedy in the year 2024? Correct me if I'm wrong here. Through my first 39 years of existence, I have always been under the impression that comedy is supposed to be funny. Comedy is supposed to make you laugh. Comedian gets on stage, makes jokes for an hour or so. People in the crowd have a few laughs. Everyone goes home happy. For 35 years of my life, that is exactly how the business of comedy worked. But something happened in 2020. The country was infected with a fungus. No. It was not the COVID. The country was infected with the woke fungus, and the industry hardest hit by this lethal infection, stand-up comedy. You don't have to take my word for it. If you don't believe KC, believe Jerry Seinfeld. Last week, Seinfeld, he blamed the decline of comedy on deacons at Woke United Methodist. It is impossible to be comedic when you're not allowed to make fun of people. If a comedian makes a joke about the rainbow, that is homophobic. If a comedian makes fun of the bearded beauties in the WNBA, he could be charged with a triple violation of the woke commandments. That is misogyny, that is racism and transphobia! If you make fun of the disaster on the southern border, you're accused of being a white Christian nationalist. But there is some good news. There is some good news if you're an aspiring stand-up comedian. Of the dozens of marginalized groups in this country that are off limits, there is one particular group that you are allowed to make fun of. You're allowed to offend. You would think, with this group only having one single member, it would be considered the most marginalized. And speaking of members, if you want to support the channel by becoming a member, link is in the description below. Rick Reese, Deacon Warren Carnell, Bonnie Jordan, and SMMPT98, thank you guys for signing up over the weekend. I appreciate your support. But if you're an aspiring comedian, the only marginalized group that you're allowed to make fun of is the orange race, with the only member of the orange race being Donald Trump. Orange man bad! There's just one problem though, one tiny problem. All the funny jokes about Donald Trump, they've already been written. If you're a comedian, the only available jokes about the Trumper are the recycled jokes we hear every night courtesy of Jim Kimmel, or the new polished turds that we heard over the weekend at the annual disaster known as the White House Correspondents' Dinner. If you need further proof of how out of touch the mainstream media is with normal people, look at the reactions to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Most normal people thought it sucked. I have been more entertained watching the flatulating yentas on The View. Doesn't matter how many times the whoopee cushion hikes her leg and unleashes her boodle breeze, I always laugh like I'm seeing it for the first time. Watching clips of this dinner at the White House where the only thing offered on the menu was the grilled woke wiener washed down with lemonade from Don's Lemons. Watching this garbage, it felt like I was watching Saturday Night Live. There was nothing funny about it. This disaster, it was hosted by some doofus from Saturday Night Live named Colin Jost. Who cares? Later this week, this dude's face will be on the side of a milk carton. He will disappear from the mainstream. No one will be able to find him. Colin Jost was so bad this weekend, even the New York Times thought he was putrid. Fortunately for Colin Jost, he was not the main event of the evening. The wanker spankers in the mainstream media, people who mistakenly believe they're important because they were invited to consume the grilled wiener, they all came to see what they describe as the magnetic, charismatic John Biden. You know, in the past, there have been some pretty good jokes delivered by presidents at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I always thought Barack Obama was good. Bill Clinton, he had a memorable skit in 2000. W. Bush, he was also pretty good at these things. But there's a huge difference between former presidents and the zombie currently inhabiting the White House. All of those former presidents had a pulse. All of those former presidents had charisma. When they walked into a room, people noticed. You could feel their presence. When John Biden walks into a room, it's often by mistake. He's looking for the bathroom and he ends up on stage at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like all speeches given by Johnny B. Biden, his jokes Saturday night were painfully boring and did not come close to resembling anything comedic. Watch for yourself.
Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again. The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg. Wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again. Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Oh, John, you're so humorous. I guess Johnny thought he was being slick by saying his pretend vice president actually endorses him. Johnny, I don't know if you know this, but that's not a compliment. If Cam Harris offered anyone else her endorsement, they would turn her down. Who wants an endorsement from Cam Harris? The only thing worse than being endorsed by Cam Harris, being endorsed by Mike Spence. Without a doubt, Mike Spence, the worst politician in this country. This is the same doofus who was running for president last year and claimed, "If I'm president, America's not my primary focus. I'm going to be focused on Ukraine." Yeah, Spence, that's why you're not president. I just showed you guys the highlights of John Biden's comedy at the White House. The past 3 years of his leadership would be comedic if his policies weren't actively destroying the country. But as you just saw, there was absolutely nothing comedic with his performance Saturday night. Not according to Little Red Riding Hood, though. No! According to Jen Psaki and her pretend friends in the mainstream media, Johnny B. Biden, he's a comedic genius. He's the next Chris Farley. He's the next John Belushi. Yesterday morning, Red was hosting her weekend dump on MSNBC. Believe it or not, there are people who actually watch this garbage. Outside of Rachel Maddow, Jen Psaki's one of the most watched hosts on the network. Last week, she dedicated her entire show to the Trump trial in New York City. Over 2 million lonely men watched her on mute. 2 weeks before that, she drew 1.8 million viewers. One of her lowest rated episodes in the month of April was her interview with Gabby Newsom, the current chancellor of the People's Republic of California. I don't think Red is going to be inviting Gabby back on the show anytime soon. She quickly figured out that the rest of America doesn't want to smell what California is cooking. Hell, normal people in California, they don't want to smell it either. Things have gotten so bad in the People's Republic of California, people are illegally crossing the border into Mexico. Anyway, according to Jen Psaki, her former boss, John Biden, he was a comedic genius at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this weekend. Watch for yourself.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner was really bad. Colin Jost bombed, and Crooked Joe was an absolute disaster. I clearly can't do his voice. Doesn't get much worse than this. I mean, none of that is true, and Trump knows it isn't, but it's not surprising. He's pretty salty this morning because my old boss kind of hilariously roasted him last night. So watching this and watching last night, I was about two tables back. You could tell he was having a good time with it. And those were funny. They landed well in the room. And it's interesting to me, he's been doing that out on the campaign trail as well, because there's this question of like, what's the right strategy in going after Trump? Are you angry? Are you bold? Are you history? are you funny? And he's been going a little bit and getting needling him.
First of all, Jen Psaki was clearly the only person laughing Saturday night. You can clearly hear it in her voice. She had to overcompensate with her own laughter because no one else was laughing. I have heard more noise at a WNBA game played inside of an empty high school gym. I've heard more laughter during the Dancing Queen Jackie Mahomes performance at Club Shay Shay. Jen Psaki also claimed that Donald Trump was salty. This is no bueno because oranges don't taste good with salt. Donald Trump wasn't salty. Unlike you, Jen Psaki, the Trumper was telling the truth. Colin Jost was absolutely horrific. The only reason he is not being criticized more is because John Biden was even worse. This is another example of the mainstream media doing everything they can to make John Biden seem relatable. This is another example of the mainstream media doing everything in their power to cover for John Biden. 40 years ago, when the mainstream media was pretty much the only source for news, they could get away with this, but the media, they've lost most of their influence because no matter how hard they try, you can't disguise incompetence. You can't disguise what people can see with their own eyes. This is the reason normal people have zero trust in the media. Is it really that hard to be honest? Is it really that hard to say John Biden is not a stand-up comedian? His best joke was about Mike Spence, and that was actually a compliment to the Trumper. Like I said, there is not a single politician in this country who is begging for the endorsement of Mike Spence. It's also impossible for the media to disguise the current state of the country. There's no number of unfunny jokes delivered by John Biden that can disguise the current problems in this country. A gallon of milk costs just about as much as a pint of whiskey. Gas prices are going up again, just in time to convince people not to drive during the summer. You know, because those carbon emissions are so much more dangerous from June to August. Saturday morning, we went to McDonald's before Game 3 of the playoffs in New Orleans, which, by the way, I've been to a lot of NFL, NBA games. That game in New Orleans on Saturday, by far the worst game I have ever been to. I was ready to leave in the second quarter. But anyway, went to McDonald's early Saturday morning. It was the first time I have been to McDonald's in years. Normally, I don't eat fast food. I prefer to eat actual food. I got some biscuit that almost resembled something edible. My wife got a coffee or cappuccino or a bagel or something. Either way, for two people at McDonald's, it was $25. When I was in college, I could eat at McDonald's for less than $5. There's no amount of polish that the media and John Biden can put on this turd. But give me your thoughts on this. John Biden emulates late-night comedians like Jim Kimmel by delivering unfunny jokes at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Normal people thought it sucked, while the mainstream media is showering Johnny B. Biden with false praise. Does the media have any influence anymore? Is anyone really believing Jen Psaki? She is literally lying to your face. Her lies are so bad, it's almost like her body was fighting against it. Seemed like her body was trying to stop her voice from polluting the air with toxic mouth farts. But give me your thoughts on this. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.